From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, remembering a historic and scary first day of school in Little Rock, Arkansas.
But first, Hurricane Felix has made landfall in Central America. It hit the coast as a Category 5, the top category for hurricanes, pounding the border of Nicaragua and Honduras. It's heading inland now. We're joined now by Dennis Feltgen. He's a meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. And Mr. Feltgen, just how bad is this storm?
Well, this is a very serious storm. It came ashore as a potentially catastrophic Category 5 hurricane. As of 11 a.m. Eastern time, it had been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. However, that is still an extremely dangerous hurricane, and not only are we concerned with these extreme winds, but we're also concerned now about the flooding potential.
And it's also hitting areas where a lot of poor people live, a lot of badly constructed shacks, really.
That is very much a concern, and not only would they have a problem from the wind, as we mentioned, but our greatest concern right now is the rainfall. 8 to 12 inches of rain expected across northern Nicaragua and El Salvador, 10 to 15 inches over much of the Honduras, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 inches in some of the mountain areas. And historically, these rains will produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides.
And is that what we saw with Hurricane Mitch back in the late 1990s?
We did see that with Hurricane Mitch. We also saw with Hurricane Joan in the late 1990s as well. This is an area that is prone to flooding. And when we get a tropical cyclone that's this intense and breaking up over the mountain areas, the end results can and are often catastrophic.
Now, this is the second Category 5 storm to hit this area in recent weeks. That's a rare occurrence, right, to have two?
It's an extremely rare occurrence. In fact, not only just hitting there, but the fact that we have had two landfalling Category 5 hurricanes in the same season. In recorded history, we have never seen that. We have also never seen the first two hurricanes of the same season turning into Category 5s.
And there's another hurricane brewing off the Pacific coast.
That's true. It's a Eastern Pacific Hurricane Henriette, which is poised to move ashore on the Baja California later on this afternoon. Highest sustained winds right now are 85 miles per hour with higher gusts, and it could get a little stronger before making landfall on the Baja later this afternoon or this evening. Then coming out into the Gulf of California and coming ashore on mainland Mexico as a tropical storm sometime tomorrow.
And what are we expecting for the rest of the hurricane season?
We expect the Atlantic season to remain fairly active. We still have not reached the statistical peak date of the hurricane season, which is September 10th, so we're closing in on that. That just means we have as many storms before that date as afterwards. But September and October are historically very active months for hurricanes, and NOAA still expects it to average out an above normal season. We have a long way to go.
Dennis Feltgen is meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.